Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is petition. We hear that word petition, and we might first think of a formal written request, typically signed by many people as sort of an appealing to authority in respect of a cause. So you might see someone going around to different places trying to get as many signatures as possible for such and such a cause. And more often now, you'll see different petitions set up on the internet where you can sign these electronically. So a petition basically is an earnest request. It's a pleading to someone who's in authority to do something that we'd like to see done. In biblical use, then, there are a number of different Hebrew and Greek words that get translated as either petition or request. In the Old Testament book of Esther, we see that petition in the language of the court. So we can look at Esther chapter 5 as an example, verses 6 and 7. Esther had found favor in the sight of King Ahasuerus, and so he asks her, "What is your petition? It shall be granted you. What is your request? Up to half the kingdom it shall be done." And she replies in verse 7, then in that formal language of petition in the court. "Then Esther answered and said, my petition and my request is this," and then makes that petition. We see this also in 1 Samuel 25, where Abigail bows before King David and intercedes with him for the life of her husband Nabal. David responds in verse 35, "Go up in peace to your house. See, I have obeyed your voice and I have granted your petition." We also see this concept of appealing to a ruler in the New Testament. In Acts 25:24, we see Festus reporting to King Agrippa that the whole assembly of the Jews had petitioned him, crying out against the Apostle Paul. We also see the word petition being used in the sense of prayer, and probably more often in Scripture it's used in that sense. We can see the connection between these usages. Prayer, of course, involves making requests or petitions to an authority. And when we're talking about prayer to God, of course, he is that ultimate authority of the entire world. In 1 Samuel 1, Hannah pleads to the Lord for a son. And in verse 17, the high priest Eli says to her, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him." And when the Lord does indeed grant her a son, she acknowledges this in verse 27. "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him." Now, when we think of petitions in connection with prayer, of course, we're probably thinking most often of those seven petitions that make up the Lord's Prayer. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, Jesus responded to them with the words of the Lord's Prayer. A prayer that we certainly should pray, and one that also serves as a model for the other petitions that we bring before the Lord. In the first petition, we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," praying that we would keep God's name holy. In the second petition, we pray, "Thy kingdom come." We pray that his kingdom would come to us, that the Father would give us his Holy Spirit so that we would believe his word and live a godly life. The third petition, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We pray that every evil plan of the devil, the world, and the flesh would be broken. In the fourth petition, we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Here we're praying that the Lord would provide for us for all of our bodily needs. In the fifth petition, we pray, "And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Here there is that recognition that we don't deserve the things that we ask for, but we ask that the Lord would grant us our requests purely out of his grace and also give us glad hearts to forgive those who sin against us. The sixth petition, "And lead us not into temptation." We ask that the Lord would keep us especially from those things that would lead to unbelief or misbelief, hopelessness, or any other shameful or sinful acts. And finally, in the seventh petition, but deliver us from evil. We pray that the Lord would deliver us from all of the evil and of this world, and in the end, graciously take us from this valley of sorrows to himself in heaven. What a beautiful model prayer that the Lord has given us in these seven petitions. But how do we know that God is going to hear us when we bring these petitions to him, and all of our other petitions for that matter? In the fifth petition, again, we acknowledge our sinfulness, our need for forgiveness. We acknowledge that we're unworthy for God to answer our petitions. Certainly, if we look to ourselves, we find no reason for confidence that the Lord will hear any of our prayers. And so we cling to God's promise. Listen to these words from Matthew 7, 7 through 11. Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" We know that God will answer our prayers according to his will, because he himself promises to do so out of his grace. What a gracious and merciful and loving God we have. So let us do what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4:6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God."
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.